Treasury Star Parade brings you today Humphrey Davis and a distinguished cast in the story of a man who retained the spirit of 76 at the age of 78. The story of Grandpappy Higgins and A Letter from Lincoln. Whenever anyone told Grandpappy Higgins how much he was doing to help win the war, he'd snap back at them,
"'Tain't enough!"
And if right now you were to talk with your conscience about how much you were doing to help win the war, about how much of your money you were investing in war bonds, I wonder if your conscience would reply,
"Not enough."
It should. For no matter how many war bonds we are buying now, we must buy more. So revise your budget. See how much less you can live on. That's how much more you should be putting into war bonds. Figure it out yourself. And now, A Letter from Lincoln.
Next.
Morning, Sergeant.
Why, Mr. Higgins, hello. What can we do for you?
What would I be here for? I want to enlist.
Enlist, Mr. Higgins?
Yes, enlist.
Well, you see, Mr. Higgins, at the present time, we aren't taking any more enlistments.
What do you mean, no enlistments? You sign me up, young man. Make it snappy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Higgins. You'll have to request the draft board to draft you.
Where do I see this draft board?
Why, two doors down on the last...
Morning, miss.
Yes? Oh, good morning, Mr. Higgins. Can I help you?
Who do I see about this draft business?
What's the trouble?
No trouble. Just fix it so as I get drafted, that's all.
You, Mr. Higgins?
Nobody else in here, is there?
Sit down, won't you?
I prefer to stand, thank you.
As you say. Name in full?
Patrick Henry Higgins. Proud of it.
Naturally. Your age, Mr. Higgins?
58 next birthday.
Oh, come now, Mr. Higgins. You have to swear all these statements are true on your oath, you know.
Oh, I do?
Yes, I'm afraid you do.
Well, then I'm 78. But what in tarnation's that got to do with it? I'm a heap sight better man than most of these young whippersnappers
you've
got.
I'm sorry, Mr. Higgins. We wouldn't be allowed to accept you for the draft.
But what's my age got to do with it?
I'm sorry, Mr. Higgins.
That's what comes from having females running the draft. Too old, indeed. I'm just as active as I ever was. Too old.
Next, name?
Patrick Henry Higgins.
Oh, yes, Mr. Higgins. What can I do for you?
Give me a job.
I'm sorry, Mr. Higgins. I'm afraid I can't.
I thought you needed men in war jobs.
We do, but you see, well, you probably wouldn't want to try to compete with the younger men who would be...
Wouldn't be nothing I couldn't. Let the younger men go out and fight as long as I can't. Let me do the job here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Higgins. Next, name?
Slam the door like that. You're old enough to know.
Oh, now, Mary Jane, you hush up. I've had all the sass I can stand for one day.
Why, Gramps, what's the matter?
Here I got two sons and four grandsons over there fighting and maybe dying. All I get is a brush off. Too old, am I? Well, I'll show 'em.
Grandpa, what have you been up to?
Not half what I'm gonna be up to. Mary Jane, you find me Mr. Lincoln's letter.
Grandpa...
Yeah, and that letter came from Washington last year, showing it's real, too.
Grandpa, what are you up to now?
I'm taking it over to Fred Melton. He's been itching to get his hands on it for years. And I'll make him buy it with war bonds.
Oh, Grandpa, no. Not the Lincoln letter. That's the most precious thing we own.
That's just the point, Mary Jane.
But, Grandpa, it was written to you. You can't sell it. It's like selling... Oh, I don't know why.
Nonsense. Fred Melton will never put any of his money into war bonds any other way. We'll make him do it this way. I'm only starting. You find me that letter, Mary Jane.
Oh, hello, Higgins. What's all the noise?
Good evening, Fred. I want to talk to you about Mr. Lincoln's letter. You still want to buy it?
Buy it?
Yeah.
Well, now, that depends.
No shilly-shallying, Fred. How much is it worth to you in war bonds?
War bonds? Well, of course, I couldn't say offhand,
Come on, bid high, Fred.
$5,000?
Chicken feed. I'm asking you to bid in war bonds. You can't put a price on the sacrifices our boys are making, so bid high.
I'm not going to be hornswoggled into paying any hold-up price just because it's patriotic. This is business.
Okay, Fred. Okay.
Here, wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm going out to get a higher bidder.
Now, look, Patrick Higgins, you old fool.
Old, am I? All right, we'll see. You don't get too old, Fred Melton, to fight for America. Hello? Hello, long distance? Look, give me New York, will you? I want to talk to... Mary Jane, where are you?
What is it, Grandpa? What's the matter?
Matter? Why, nothing was ever better. Nothing's the matter, Mary Jane. They jumped at the chance.
Grandpa, what is it? Now what have you done? Did you sell Fred Melton the letter?
He wouldn't offer enough for it, the old skinflint. So I'm going to make him bid higher. Now you got to hurry, Mary Jane.
Hurry? Where? For what?
You put on your best bib and tucker and put a few things in a bag. You're going to New York on the 5:15.
New York?
Yes, and you haven't got a minute to lose, Mary Jane. Hurry. You hear me? Hurry.
Yes, hello.
Mayor Patterson?
Yes?
This is Patrick Higgins. I'm calling a meeting in Town Hall tonight. Fix it up, will you?
Town Hall? But, Mr. Higgins, I'm not sure I can.
There's going to be a heap of footers there, Mayor. I'll be counting on you.
Now, what do you suppose he's up to?
Mr. Higgins.
I never saw the old duffer so excited.
I don't know how he did it, but he sure managed to get everyone in town down here.
Look, there's Fred Melton, looking as if he was about to burst.
Pat Higgins, what's going on here? What have you got up your sleeve?
It's you, Fred Melton. Hey, what time is it, hey?
10:35. What's that got to do?
It's time to start the meeting. Quiet! Quiet, everybody! Quiet, meeting's commenced. Now, folks, I called you all here tonight for a special purpose. First, I want to tune in and have y'all listen for a minute on the radio. Yeah, all right, tune her in, Mayor.
As you say, Mr. Higgins.
Standing here beside me is a very pretty girl whom I want to introduce to you next on the program. As you know, many times famous people have offered their prized possessions for auction to the highest bidder in war bonds. Tonight, Miss Mary Jane Higgins. But we'll let the young lady tell you about it. Step up, Mary Jane.
Mary Jane,
thank you. I have here a letter which the sponsors of this program have been kind enough to let me read to you. It was a letter written by President Abraham Lincoln to my grandfather, Patrick Henry Higgins.
Why, Patrick Higgins, you old...
Shut up, Fred Melton. Listen, you old skinflint.
Washington, D.C., the White House, March 30th, 1865. My dear boy, today you have reached the first milestone in your life, your first birthday. And with it comes to me the knowledge that you must now travel the balance
of life's pathways without the love, the guidance, or the companionship of your father. Today, he gave his life for his country, a country which is now strange to you, but which you will grow to love and honor the same as your father has before you. There is a greatness about this country made so by the greatness of its people. For it is the willingness to sacrifice all worldly possessions and count them as nothing, even to give your life as your father has, which has welded this nation into an entity which will bear the brunt of any attack by its enemies from without. You, my boy, are not yet old enough to understand, but it is my sincere wish that this letter will be the beacon which will guide your footsteps to follow in the footsteps of your father. To love your country as he did before you.
To work for it. To live for it. And, if necessary, to die for it. Signed, Abraham Lincoln.
And now, Mary Jane, tell us what you want to do with this letter.
My grandfather would like to auction it off to the highest bidder in war bonds. It's the most precious thing in his life, but this is the way he wants to do it.
Thank you, Mary Jane. And thank you, Patrick Henry Higgins. But this letter is up for auction. Send in your bid between now and midnight, Eastern Wartime, to the station to which you are now listening. And now, ladies.
All right, turn it off, Mayor.
You'll be kind.
Well, there you have it, folks. There you have it. Now, start bidding. And remember, you're bidding against the nation, so bid high.
I'll bid 10,000.
Fred Melton bids 10,000. Now, you have to do better than that. Do you want to hear another bid? Go on, speak up.
15,000.
17,000.
17,000 bid.
Mr. Higgins.
Yeah?
We just got a long-distance call from New York.
York?
Someone there has already sent in a bid for $50,000.
Well, take out your checkbooks and start really bidding, folks. We just got a bid from New York for $50,000. Do I hear another bid? How about it, Fred Melton?
Yeah. $51,000.
Attaboy! $51,000.
Oh, doggone you, Sarah Carter. $55,000.
Yeah, that's it. All right, folks, all right. Call just came in from Hollywood. $75,000 been bid. Do I hear another bid?
$80,000.
$85,000.
Call from New York, Mr. Higgins.
Yeah?
They're up to $93,000.
Hey, you hear that, folks? From New York up to $93,000. Now we got 3 minutes to go, folks. Do I hear another bid here?
$95,000.
Mrs. Carter bids $95,000. Do I hear another bid?
$96,000.
$97,000.
1 minute to go, folks. Speak up. Come on. Bid. $97,000's been bid.
$97,500.
$98,000.
30 seconds more, folks.
$99,000.
$100,000.
Good night. And no more bids from outside, Mr. Higgins.
All right. Sold to Fred Melton for $100,000. Attaboy. Congratulations, Fred. I knew you'd do it. I knew you would.
You old fox. I didn't know you had it in you. How'd you like a job?
Doing what?
Oh, I can find you a place in my factory making parts for planes. You want it?
Want it? What kind of nonsense is that? Of course I want it. Why, you old rhinoceros, you're grinning. I think you've been planning this all the time.
The spirit of Grandpa Higgins is the spirit of America. For it's that same willingness to sacrifice all worldly possessions and count them as nothing which has enabled Americans to invest as much money in war bonds as we have today. Money which is helping make possible our mighty offensives. But we must push on. And that means we must pull in our belts another notch and find more money for more war bonds. With those of you who are making higher wages than ever before, and have more members of your family working than ever before, it shouldn't be much of a problem to buy more bonds. With others, it will involve a greater sacrifice. But no sacrifices are as great as those our fighting men are making. The difference between what your family earns each week and what it costs you to live belongs in war bonds. Every dollar you earn that goes instead into a black market or is wasted on luxuries is a dangerous dollar. Your surplus income these days is a sacred responsibility, for it involves the lives of your sons and fathers and the future of yourself and your children. Put it where it belongs, in war bonds, by increasing the amount of money you're putting in the payroll savings plan each week. Figure it out yourself. The United States Treasury Department thanks Humphrey Davis and the other distinguished artists who have participated in this program, as well as this station, for the use of its facilities. The original musical score was composed and conducted by David Brookman, and the script was written by Mildred Wagner and Malcolm Meacham from an original story by Isabella Donald. Additional writing was by Thelma Ritter and Joe Moran. This especially transcribed production was directed by Henry P. Hayward. This is James Wallington suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.